flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
He takes the spleens and spreads their fat to get an average 6-month temperature and precipitation forecast.
I go back to the closet where no one knew where he was before.
And when you eat it, it, after a short spell, it acts like Viagra.
Regina.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we go across the pond, as they say, Jones.
Ah, really, top of the morning, Governor.
That's right. We're going to go to Britain.
I knew it.
Great Britain for this story. This story is all about revenge and how to get back at your enemies.
I like this.
I don't know if this is the best way to get back at your enemies, but it's certainly a way to get back at your enemies. Let's find out what's going on over there.
A woman from Wales is facing jail after bombarding her boyfriend's ex with videos of herself farting.
There's a lot in there.
Okay.
The accent's charming. A woman from Wales, which I guess falls under the Britain umbrella.
Yes.
I'm not super familiar with everything over there.
Well, it's the UK.
But it's like, is Great Britain in the Olympics or is England in the Olympics?
Great Britain is all four, right?
So are they
England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
But do they compete together or not? I feel like there's a Great Britain flag and then there's also an English flag. There's an Irish flag. There's Wales.
Yeah, how do they compete in the Olympics? I think they compete as individual countries.
I'm also very Scottish, which I didn't realize. I did one of those DNA tests.
Yeah.
Like chock full Irish, as you can imagine.
Change your whole outlook?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I'm start wearing the kilts, bagpipes. Oh, it's maybe why I always like Korn. Band, not the food.
That must be it.
Because Jonathan Davis would just crush bagpipes. I always had an affinity for the bagpipes.
You even know.
It's probably the Scottish.
Turns out you couldn't even help your affinity for it.
Yep. So
you had no real say in the matter.
Irish, Scottish, French, German, maybe a couple of other, a few other things, man.
No Welsh over there.
Not that I know of.
Jones, big Welsh.
Yeah, you're a big Welsh guy.
I think Jones is big Welsh, yeah. Not just this Jones, all
Jones. Joneses is a Welsh name?
I think so.
So like Pac-Man Jones, Welsh?
Correct. Okay. Yes, exactly.
Chris Jones, Welsh?
Very much so, yes.
Got it.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Something to watch
this
weekend.
I think that's the key.
So, yeah, so this lady was getting back at her, ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then she, again, had
by sending what again?
A woman from Wales is facing jail after bombarding her boyfriend's ex with videos of herself farting.
The British don't have a snappier name for farting?
No, well, farting.
They have little nicknames for everything.
We'll get there, Jones. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, good.
They have other ways.
Oh, good.
So basically, she was like, I'm going to take videos of myself farting and then send them to her constantly.
She making like wild faces every time she's...
Well, I think we're going to find out.
Gas,
but
okay.
I'll tell you, not something I would have thought of. No, not at all.
I'd send an audio
that
file.
That even being a thing, I might have thought of audio file.
But isn't video, I'm not sure I would have thought of, yeah.
I feel like the real burn, though, there would be the smell of it, which does not, we don't have the technology yet to pass the smell.
Not yet. Give AI some time.
Then she's on something. Yeah, then yeah. I would say, you know what, you got this, you are doing the right
scratch
thing.
Scratch and sniff was so far ahead of its time, yeah.
Rhiannon Evans, 25, has appeared in court today to plead guilty to harassment in Britain's first ever cyber farting case.
The first ever. So we're on the ground floor.
Move
on
over, baby reindeer.
That's right. The cyber farting case, or farting.
Farting.
The cyber farting.
Mm-hmm.
She is accused of causing distress or anxiety to her boyfriend's ex after sending videos of herself passing wind.
There it is.
Passing wind.
It's a polite way to say it.
How much distress do you think that would cause? If somebody was sending you videos
of
them.
I'd be pretty distressed about it. If I was getting videos of people farting,
yeah.
I wouldn't love it.
You don't have to click on them and watch them all, do you? Yeah, I mean, there is a way.
I read all my emails.
I don't know about your phone because you're the one guy in the group chat that doesn't have, you have an Android, but everybody else, you can block the caller pretty easily. It's like two clicks.
Yep.
So if I got even one video of somebody farting.
I'd give them an out. I'd say.
I would laugh at the first one. I'll admit, I would laugh.
I'd give them a second one.
Yeah, I would laugh.
Yeah.
But then I'm blocked.
Then blocked.
Dikembe Mutombo. Block party weekend.
Okay, yep. Nice.
The prosecution told the magistrates that in the first video she sent, she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Filming the bottom, where again, the passing of the gas
so
would take place.
So I would think if you were going to, I'd want to film the face that I was making, send that along.
I don't think you would.
No.
Yeah.
That's not very, very flattering, I don't think.
Just the face? Yeah, but I think you want to really send... It's like if you moon somebody. Like, that's... There's no coming back from a good mooning,
oh, it's a bear,
right?
It's a bare bottom.
I would assume.
I don't know.
I think so.
Okay.
Isn't that, like, the ultimate? Like, there's no comeback from... Like, if you look over, like, hey, buddy! You look over, it mooned you. You're like, okay. You're just going to pack it in for the day, I think.
Yeah, you lose.
Like, all right.
There's no comeback.
Better luck tomorrow
You've
for me.
You've been mooned. Okay, so it's a bare bottom video. Yeah. Got it.
Passing gas.
Yeah.
Over the next few days, another four videos were sent of the same nature.
The five videos, they kind of overplayed. Like, they didn't get bombarded. Five videos?
Five's a good amount.
It's a lot. I mean, it's...
You said you'd block after one, so
no,
five's,
I would
five's
laugh
a good amount.
The first one. Yeah, the second one would be like, all right, this wasn't a mistake.
So that feels like a bombardment.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah.
Showing Rhiannon passing wind and then showing her face smiling at the camera.
The face is important, I told
satisfied
you.
Satisfied with her work. So she's like, here this is, and then, oh, by the way, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, no, you need the face on there, I agree.
That makes it...
Good move by her.
To me, also, though, makes it more of a psychopath move.
Yeah.
It's already premeditated, that's not up for debate.
Yeah.
Because she took the video and had to send it to the number. But to show that and then to be like, how satisfied I am?
Yeah.
Psycho.
And you also, once your face is on there, I don't want to dabble in your side of the street tomorrow, Keith, with any defense, potentially.
You can change anything with computers.
once your face is in there, all of a sudden it's hard to be like, I got hacked, someone took my phone, someone else is sending
me. You're basically signing
Once you're putting yourself smiling on there, it's hard to wriggle out.
This is me.
Yeah.
Her tooting continued on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, despite police getting wind of what had happened.
Not bad.
That's not good. It's a good little.
So she was sending them on Boxing Day.
Oh.
I mean, you should take Boxing Day off.
Yeah.
Right?
I think in Britain, you send that on Boxing Day, you get slapped with a white glove, I think is what happened.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Rhiannon was arrested at her home in Carnarvon and will be sentenced this week.
She got arrested.
Boy, oh boy.
So
this is a good. This is how I thought they would talk. The Twitch chat has this right. Would you fancy an air biscuit? That's how I feel like they would talk there. I'm surprised they say farting so much.
I know.
She proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas.
That's more it. That's closer to how I thought they talked over.
Causing distress or anxiety to her boyfriend's ex after sending videos of herself passing wind.
Got another text message from your ex-girlfriend. She'd be like,
oh God,
what was it this time? Same.
You almost married her, right?
Same. How long were you guys together? Is that right?
You met her family? She met yours? You guys had a dog together? This is how you saw your life going?
Has appeared in court today to plead guilty to harassment in Britain's first ever cyber farting case.
Here you go. First of its kind.
Wow.
First of its kind.
So they didn't give us any audio. I kind of thought maybe they'd have a little audio.
Well, I can provide it for you. She's going to be there could be a follow-up story here because she's going to go to court, so we'll find out what kind of punishment she's going to get.
Got to play that in court.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Curious what the sketch artist
has
from that trial. Yeah.
Okay. That's Kiefer Madness.
That's right.
An international crime is what this was.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every week at 12:45. on Tuesdays. We'll get back to your phone calls.
I'm an old fart.
779-793-7.
I don't usually make rash decisions with coaches. I try to be reasonable. I understand what their livelihood is. I understand how much time they put into it. I've been around a lot of coaches. I understand how much work they put into this, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function, when you're not functioning as a franchise.
There it is. Francesa was sending that to his entire listening audience. Uh-huh. Is he at the Super Bowl? Is he there this week?
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have a podcast, right?
Yeah.
So maybe.